back to another episode of the Cast and Blast podcast. I'm your host, James Kidder, joined by
Lucas Welch.
Today we're joined by two young hunters, Chris Fenimore and Derek Van Damme. You guys want to say hi?
How are you doing?
Hope your day's going good.
What a nice young fella. All right, so on today's episode, we're going to talk about yesterday being opening day of both Vermont and New Hampshire turkey season, and we'll also talk about Youth Weekend. Both these young fellas had some success on Youth Weekend, so we'll let them tell some stories. Chris, you want to go first?
Yeah. I had a baseball game in the morning, so couldn't go out in the morning to hunt, and luckily you can hunt till 5. So we went riding around trying to find a bird to get out and call in. Saw one, tried to get it in. That one just hung up about 100 yards, wouldn't come in. Then found another one that we got in, called it in, and just came in nice and easy and shot it.
Yeah, now what was that one, Tom or a Jake?
That was a Tom, 22 and a half pounds, 9.5 inch beard, and 5/8 inch spurs.
That's a nice bird. Derek, what did you amount to this weekend?
Well,
heard a lot of missing, right?
Yeah. Friday night, we went up to my papa's farm. We roosted some bunch of long beards. There's about 8 of them. Then went in there the next morning, had the decoys out. It was a perfect sit. Everything was going great. Just as it got daylight, they started gobbling. They come out of the tree in the cow pasture down below us. We hit the call. Two of them broke loose, came running right at me. Biggest bird I've ever seen. I was sitting there shaking so bad, and I popped up. I shot right over the top of him, and then I tried to shoot the other one. And he flew off. Then I ran out of bullets. So, and then we hunted them. Tried to hunt them the rest of the day because they stuck around, but they weren't having it. And so, the next morning we went back up there, roosted. Well, that night we roosted some more long beards and then went up there Sunday morning and called them in. They wouldn't gobble. They came in silent and popped up, shot them, got that one.
That's good. What was that one?
It was a 16-pound Tom with a 9.5-inch beard and 1.25-inch spurs.
Now, I hear that you doubled up both Vermont and New Hampshire.
Yep.
Is that correct?
That morning after I tagged in that Tom, I was going back to my house, and there's a couple hay fields across from my house, and there's 3 good-sized birds sitting in them. So we got my bird tagged in and everything unloaded out of the truck, and we drove up the road and walked in on the power line, called them across the pit entrance to a sand pit, and they popped up, and I got one of them.
So what was that one?
It was a 13-pound Jake with like 1/4-inch spurs and a 4.5-inch beard. Not the biggest bird, but
hey, at least you got one. Lucas, you're no longer a youth. Neither am I. Did you manage to make it out yesterday for opening day?
Well, I had to work in the morning, so I got a wicked late start. I got out of work around like 8 or something like that, and we tried our best to find a bird. We couldn't even get a bird to talk yesterday.
Yeah. I got up yesterday, went out with my dad, figured it'd be the last opening day for turkey season I'd have for a while in Vermont, and we head up onto a mountain where we've had good luck before. We didn't really prepare ahead of time, we just kind of flying by the seat of our pants, and it was silent, nothing. We actually forgot our owl call, so we didn't know where they were on the roost. But we made it work. We climbed up the mountain and finally we got some gobbling, and it was weird. We had one coming in silent that I thought it was just a squirrel, so I kind of just crouched down, not paying any attention, gun laid out across my lap, and then all of a sudden I see this red head just pop up over the hill staring right at me at probably 20 yards, and I was kicking myself in the pants after that. I thought, oh, there goes my chance. But we ended up making it work later on with a different bird. We were set up. We had probably 4 of them coming in. There was one off to my left real close. I never got a shot at him. He ended up circling right behind us within like 15 yards. But finally, I had a Tom come in on my right. My dad was calling in and videoing. And it was a poke out there. I was shooting kind of offhanded. It was a bad seating arrangement. but he was probably 60 yards, full strut, looking right at me, and I asked my dad, I was kind of like, should I take him or let him come in further? And he's like, nope, take him. So I let the old Remington Nitros go and rolled him. So 20-pound Tom with 8.5-inch beard, 3/4-inch spurs. Biggest one to date so far. But I went out again this morning just trying to tag out. No luck. Saw a nice Tom on the side of the road, but I figured I'd give him another day of rest, and I'll go after him tomorrow probably.
So, to add on, I was working up to my papa's farm where I got that nice Tom at, and I was looking around in the hay field to see what was kicking around, and I see something big and black at the bottom of the field, and it looked like a big Tom turkey, and then I realized it was the one I had missed opening day of youth, Saturday morning, and at first I was skeptical because it was fanned out and everything, but it defanned, and then it fanned back up, and I was like, you rotten son of a gun.
So yesterday, me and Mark Puffer, one of my brother's friends, went out turkey hunting in the morning, and we parked somewhere, or parked at one of his cousin's places, and I shot a call on top of the hill. We had a couple birds gobble around us, so we sat down, started calling these two birds in. Then they kind of hung up, didn't really gobble much, or didn't gobble at all. And we had another bird behind us that was kind of far off, but he was coming in really quick. So we decided we were going to back off from the two birds that were coming in but stopped and go get this one. Then we walked about 50 yards away from where we were sitting, and those two birds gobble where we were sitting. So now they're right where we were sitting, and we can see the other bird, so we're kind of... We can't move, and we can't shoot either one of them because it's through thick stuff at like 50 yards, and the other one's like 150 yards away. So we're kind of stuck here. Ended up not getting either one of them. Tried to get the other one that was by itself, but a different landowner that borders the property thought we were hunting on his land even though we weren't, and just walked right under right where the bird was and scared him off. So that was unfortunate, but... happens.
That's always tough when people think that you're hunting where you're not and whatnot. I heard a story just yesterday of
So Sunday morning, me and Mark Puffer went out behind his house in Groton, and got a couple birds to gobble. We were walking in, got them to gobble, found a place to sit. They were gobbling, and they kind of shut up. And all of a sudden, we hear some clucking, and we were wondering if it sounded like, it kind of sounded like another hunter, but we weren't sure. But then about 5 minutes later, big old kaboom, and yeah, they shut up after that. No bird was gobbling after that, so we left and just tried to find another bird, but it took like a couple hours to even see another one.
That's tough. No, I'm a big fan of those nitros. I am superstitious when it comes to turkey hunting. So, 3 green Remington nitros. The only thing that, for me, seems to work. I threw a long beard in because I ran out of nitros. I only got 2 left. Threw a long beard in as the chaser round. I'm just going to say I haven't seen anything or had good luck since, so... I think I'm going to go find me a box of nitros today and see how that works.
I've always used the long beards.
Yeah, me too. Long beard number 6 is 3-inch.
Really?
I shot a bird at 50 yards. I kind of aimed at its head, but it was kind of going away. Didn't even really aim at its head. Just shot at it and just dropped it. Like, didn't go anywhere.
I don't know. I've had at least 2 birds at 60 yards with those nitros, and they will just flop them.
Mark Puffer has said the nitros really put him down because the bird he shot this morning didn't even flop after he shot it.
Yeah. Do you know what he got this morning?
I just asked him what it weighed. He hasn't got back to me, but it looked like a tom. Had good beard on it.
Yep.
Looked big on the ground. So. we're going to go out next Sunday, see if we can both get one, because he's got another tag, and I got two more.
Yeah. Just go out before school.
Might have to.
So, back to my story on Saturday of Youth Weekend in New Hampshire. So, we wanted to try to go back and hunt those birds I missed, because there was 8 of them, and only 2 were shot at, so we had a pretty good chance, but they just wouldn't gobble, and they didn't gobble when we roosted them. They just don't like to gobble, I guess, up there. And so we hunted them pretty hard, and we pushed them out, and we walked back to the truck, couldn't get them to gobble or do anything. Got back to the truck and headed somewhere else, and, well, they were headed across the road, and we pushed them right out of there, but they're back, so hopefully they're still there for next Youth Weekend next year.
You guys hear good things of those Browning TSSs? I think it's Browning, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to say it's Browning. Like, I've watched a couple videos on people shooting them, and they say the tungsten in them really carries a farther away, and they have, I think, more powder than the nitros and the long beard, so they have a little more kick to them, but they shoot farther, and they'll bird closer, they'll make it, well, they'll kill it easier.
That's what I used last youth season, and it flattened 2 birds, and I like them. I was shooting at a pretty good distance, too, and it just about took its head off, so.
And that was, what, 410, right?
That was a 12 gauge with 3.5-inch shells, so, I mean, it might depend on how big of a shell you get, but either way, they're still a pretty good bullet, but this year they're expensive.
Well, everything's
they're
expensive,
like $70 a box for 5 of them stupid things.
Yeah, everything's expensive this year. That, and you can't hardly find anything, so whatever you do find, you almost got to be forced to buy. No, I might have to use the crossbow if it comes to running out of all the nitros. Not sure yet, though. This has been James Kidder and
Lucas Welch
with the Cast and Blast podcast. Once again, we had Chris Fenimore and Derek Van Damme to tell us their stories, successful and unsuccessful. Derek, he doesn't know how to shoot a shotgun, I guess. Thank you. Yeah, 410. Thank you guys for joining us. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
You too.